He's on with us, Maddie, so that's very cool. The athletics director from Ohio State is Gene Smith, and he is hopping on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Products Fan Guest Hotline. Gene, this will be a more comfortable chat for you, not like before. You're pretty much like sitting in a virtual beanbag and just a very friendly discussion. How you doing tonight?
Great. A virtual beanbag. You're taking me back into time. That's like in the 70s and the 80s, beanbags.
Oh, we had them in the 90s too, Gene. I mean, I had my Nintendo, and I was playing Mario Brothers and had a couple of those beanbags in the den down there. But, you know, I thought I would ask my first one here in this regard. It was a couple weeks ago, and Adam Silver, I don't know if you know the man, but I'm a fan of his from afar and how the NBA has been run under his leadership. And they were starting to get their ducks in a row to how they return to play. And he said, you know, if we're going to allow one positive test to derail the whole thing, well, then we shouldn't be doing this. And I'm just wondering if you are sort of in that line of thinking, and also how is it different that you're dealing with amateurs instead of professionals?
Well, your last comment is exactly the issue, is we're not dealing with professionals. We're dealing with students first and their parents. We have not positioned that yet. We're going to rely on our experts as we get closer to realizing if we can play. What would our reaction be and how we'll handle it? But you're exactly right. We're dealing with a different level of a person than the pros. And I, too, have a lot of regard for Adam Silver. I think he's outstanding. But it's just something we haven't really boiled down yet.
You know, we keep hearing that, you know, the players want to play. I was just wondering, maybe more specifically, not needing an exact number, but what would happen if somebody doesn't want to play? I'm also wondering if parents get involved and they start talking to you. No one loves to hear from parents when we're talking about who's going to start and who's going to sit and all that stuff, but this is a little bit different. How does that go? Is it, if you don't want to play, is the scholarship still going to be there for if you're just a little too nervous to go out?
Yeah, you know, for me, and this would be something that would be a Big Ten governance, part of the Big Ten governance structure and maybe in the NCAA governance structure. But for me, I would promote if a young person opts out that they allow to retain their scholarship and focus on their academics and hope that they have an opportunity to come back at a point in time when it's safer for what they feel is safer for them. You know, We have to be conscious of the fact that these are 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, and there's some who are older, but the majority of them are in that range, and they're in a different space. And so we just need to be respectful of that and try and make sure we protect them as best we can.
Just real quickly, Maddie, and then you can go, man. Is it an overwhelming number of Ohio State football players that want to play at this stage?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question about it. Yeah, we're not even close to having anyone that's thinking about not playing. I think as we get closer to understanding of protocol and we actually can talk about, okay, this is how it's going to work, then you have a chance to look at it and say, okay, I feel good about it or I don't. But we're not even in that space yet. No, our guys are like Jack. We can play tomorrow. They all want to play tomorrow.
Good.
And they all want to. They all want to start, by the way, of course.
Hey, Gene, you mentioned that there's a possibility that fans could be at games. You mentioned a lower number of 20 to 22,000. You've since clarified that there's an upper end of that number as well. If you'd like to expand on that, I'd love to hear that as well, please.
Yeah, you know, when we were talking about it, I'd share the undercurrent guidelines, the social distancing, physical spacing guidelines that are 6 foot. You know, the 25-ish number is what would it we'd be at if we were under those guidelines. But I believe those guidelines will be relaxed over time, particularly outdoors. If we're in an indoor arena, maybe not, but outdoors, I think they will be. And I think we're going to be in that 50-plus area by time those guidelines are relaxed. It's different when you're outdoors wearing a mask in the stands. And so I just feel like eventually it's going to get there. But the worst case scenario is if we apply today's standards around physical distancing.
It seems like there's a ton of different scenarios and options. I'm not sure I heard this asked today. So is there a circumstance, Gene, where you think a season could start for football before the Labor Day weekend game against Bowling Green that's scheduled, before Labor Day weekend?
I don't think so. That's a good question. I haven't had that one, haven't thought about it, but I don't see a scenario where that would happen. All the scenarios that have been talked about or I've read about is sliding it back a little further. So I haven't seen one where it's played before. Off the top of my head, I just can't imagine that what circumstance that would occur. So I think it would probably be later if it does slide one way or the other. And I'm optimistic that we'll have a season, some form of a season.
That's good. I think maybe you could expand on that last thing you said. We're talking with Gene Smith, the athletics director, and he's on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Products Fan Guest Hotline. What you just said is that you're optimistic that we have a football season of some shape or form. I think that is just what's on everybody's mind. People are just sort of freaking out about it. Losing sports right after the outbreak happened, I think was understandable when you saw the seriousness. But to think about football way off in the fall, it's almost like everyone I talked to, Gene, on March 12th, even the day the NCAA tournament died, you know, everyone was still in a belief that, it's better to have this happen now so college football will be safe. You feel good about it being safe.
Yeah, I think we got a shot. You know, the experts are doing a great job all across the country, and I would have to compliment our governor and our president. I mean, I think both of them have done a great job, and I think the experts continue to give us more information on the virus, continue to give us ways to manage it. I just think that by that time that we'll have more clarity, we'll have more ways to deal with it. I think June is an important month for us to continue to learn as we reopen and we have engagement. I think the rules of engagement around a football game or other athletic events will be easier for us to define. And so I feel good about it. I feel good that we'll come up with a strategy for our teams to play, which is the most important thing, protecting our players. So I'm just optimistic that our experts are going to help us.
Gene, I know you've been meeting with coaches virtually and your team there. What do you say to the coaches, your administrators that are talking to these student athletes? And what have you even said to student athletes about maybe questions they have about health and safety as they get set to return to Ohio State?
Yeah, so we've, you know, our coaches and all of our leaders, we've focused on patience, being accountable, doing your due diligence. You know, our kids are at home and with their parents, or they're here in their apartments. You know, we have quite a few who stayed here in Columbus and then live in their apartments. And so just making sure we continue to teach them to adhere to the behavioral guidelines around washing your hands, wear a mask, all those type of things, because you have an individual accountability in order to help us deal with this issue. But relative to coming back to play, I'm confident that whatever guidelines we provide for our student athletes, they're going to follow. It's just like fans in the stands. In order to host the games, and we say we're going to have fans in the stands, they're going to adhere to the guidelines. So I've just told our coaches, be patient, continue to make sure our student athletes are focused on the moment, and what's down the road will come to them. But right now, focus on the moment and take care of themselves and be safe.
Gene, I always found myself circling back to my thoughts for the winter athletes, you know, not just in your program, but all across the country. I just was wondering, with them not being able to compete, you had a lot of interesting storylines going here at Ohio State for kids that were going to compete in championships. Just where were your thoughts ultimately, where they finished up on what could have been done, granting them, you know, that extra year of eligibility?
Well, that was tough. I mean, that was painful. Really painful. I could just go across the board. A Colin Moore in wrestling, who had another unbelievable season,
right.
Had a chance to win a national championship. Our men's basketball team that got on a run, and actually our league that may have gotten 10 teams in. A lot of circumstances where you felt for those winter sport kids and you couldn't justify another season like you could for spring sports, where the spring sports student athletes lost their entire seasons. And so it was difficult, really hard. We had 70 spring sports student athletes that had a chance to come back. 31 of them did. The rest went on to grad school or going on to grad school or got jobs. But the winter sport athletes, that was worse. The swimmers, we had both our men's and women's swimming programs had outstanding seasons. Our track athletes were already at the national championships, and we had to pull them home. So there were so many tough deals with our winter sport athletes.
Gene, we appreciate the extra time, man. We'll let you go, and I'll leave you with this. You're such a big guy in our community. I'm just wondering if there's anything you wanted to share with everybody out there in Buckeye Nation on how you've been living, just sort of any kind of, you know, lifestyle changes that you've found to be healthy, or just some words of encouragement for everybody to get through this.
Well, I think, just make sure that you take care of yourself personally. Try and find a routine to make sure that you stay healthy physically and mentally and psychologically, and just figure out what that is for you. And then find a way to engage others, whether it's virtually or by the phone or whatever. We need each other. And I just hope that people find a way to manage their individual lives on their way each day to stay upbeat, stay optimistic, and know that I believe that we'll come out the other side of this thing.
All right, man. Go Bucks and sink into that beanbag chair, all right?
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Gene. I hate
it when the beanbag chair has that little slit on the side and all those little beans come out. It's just a nightmare.
Hey, at least they had that, though, so you could who the heck ever put more back into their bag? You're right. Why was there even a zipper there? No one is filling the beanbag up with more beans. It's just you go buy a new one. I don't get why that was there, but
we didn't have duct tape in those days either, so
all right, Gene.
Thanks. All right.
Gene Smith, fan of beanbags. You could tell.
That's quite an icebreaker, Timmy. Quite an icebreaker there, buddy.